a whole lot bigger. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a hog killed?
Mm-hmm.
What would they, sometimes they'd have to dip them in water to scald them?
Yeah.
What would the water be in?
They have buckets that they have the hog hanging up, and they get hot water in a bucket and pour on this here hog, and then get a knife and scrape it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell,
well, did you ever see a big wooden container?
Yeah, a bale.
Huh?
A bale.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that runs around it to hold the wood in place.
Yeah, that's kind of made like a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I forget the name of them.
Did you ever hear them called hooks or hoops?
Mm-mm.
You ever hear that word?
Mm.
Hook or hoop?
What they put around these bears?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg or something, the thing you turn.
Faucet.
And at the sink you turn the
faucet on.
And out in your yard you have a
faucet.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground at one time?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear an expression, a turn of corn? And if you got all the wood you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a
arm full of wood.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a
wagon load of wood.
Did you ever hear the expression, a jag of wood?
Mm-mm.
And nowadays, if you bought some things at the store, the grocer would put them in a
bag
made out of
sack.
Huh?
Made out of a paper sack.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Well, a bag is thin, and a bag is thick, and a paper sack is thin.
Mm-hmm. And something that feed used to come in, a bag or sack that feed used to come in, made out of that rough material.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That rough brown material.
Mm-hmm. With feed, come here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a croaker sack or toe sack? Or?
I seen sacks.
What's that like?
Well, it's a little bag. It's a sack with little tiny holes.
Uh-huh. And they call that a?
And you can put corn in it or onions or whatever you want in it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what did you call it?
Croaker sack.
And what about gunny sack? Did you ever hear that?
No, I have.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a something you'd stick down in a bottle to close it.
Stopper.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made out of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the medicine bottles people used to get. What would the stopper be made out of?
Rubber.
Uh-huh. What about that brown material that floats? You know what I mean? You'd have it. Did you ever see a wine bottle?
Wine bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did they have sticking down in them?
Plasters around it. Way before you open it, you got to open the plaster and then open the top.
Uh-huh. But what about that brown thing they have sticking down in it?
Top.
Huh?
Top.
Uh-huh. What about a cork? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. I've seen.
What's that like?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just a cork.
Just a what?
Cork. Oh, I know.
And a musical instrument that you play like this?
Flute.
It's small, about this big. You blow on it.
I call it a flute.
Uh-huh. What about one like this?
Harp.
What kind of harp?
Harmonica.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a juice harp or juice harp? And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses.